Yeah, and I'm pleased to say my guest this afternoon has arrived. It's a very good afternoon to Tracy Hayes. Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Your good self?
Not bad, apart from Monday traffic.
It's a bit crazy out there, isn't it?
It is.
Now then, you've written this very interesting book. Well, tell us, I'll let you explain to the listeners, what's the book all about?
Drinking, in a word.
Now you've got their attention now.
It's about drinking in Thomas Hardy's novels, short stories, poetry. There's rather a lot of it. The book's called Great Things, Hardy's Hostelries, and basically we've found over 50 pubs, most of which are still extant, which appear in his works. And so we're offering what is essentially an enormous long pub crawl.
I was going to say, sounds like you don't look like somebody goes on a pub crawl, I have to say.
Looks are deceiving.
So what gave you the idea? It's such an interesting idea. What gave you the idea to do this book?
In fairness, it was actually the idea of my co-writer, Sid Braham. I know him from Hardy Society events and being on the committee and everything. We had a catch-up. It was about 12 months ago. We met up at a pub, and over a number of bevvies, he said, you know, I've got this idea. It might be a bit silly. Has anybody written about all of the pubs in Hardy's books? Because there's so many. And I said, do you know what? No. And then he said, do you think it could be a goer? And I went, yes. And it went from there.
Absolutely. It's very interesting. So how many pubs is it? You say it's 50, is it?
Over 50. I think there's 53 in here, and they range across five or six counties.
So which counties? Dorset. Which other counties?
We've also got Salisbury, which he called Melchester, Oxford, we go over there, Christminster, plus we've got Berkshire, Devon, Somerset and Cornwall.
Yeah, well, he obviously liked her bevy as well, didn't he?
He right? did, absolutely, yes, and don't anybody tell you otherwise.
So all of these get a mention in the book. I mean, obviously, some of the names have been changed.
Yes, absolutely. So what we've done is we've given the name it is known by now, if it still exists. Otherwise, the name it was known by if it doesn't. And if it still exists, we obviously give it Hardy's name as well, the place name. And so if anybody ever wanted to go to the King's Arms, obviously in the contents there in Dorchester under Castor Bridge. Nice. But if you wanted to go in Hardy's footsteps down to Cornwall, which he called Off Wessex, and go to the Wellington Hotel in Boscastle, where he stayed, well, he called that Castle Bottrell. Right. So we have both names.
So how old are some of these? Some of them must be getting on a bit, some of these pubs.
Oh, absolutely. There's one that is about 8 or 9 centuries old.
Wow.
Because you're talking about, I think the one in Salisbury, actually, is it the Red Lion? I think that might be our oldest.
Yeah. And yeah. Do they still sort of look like oldie-worldie? They haven't been spoilt and...
A few of them, unfortunately, don't look oldie-worldie anymore, but some do still. And so what we've got is a lot of pictures inside so that you can see what it looks like now, because Sid and I have visited every single hostel in this book, mostly Sid. Elbow bending research was Sid. I was on the keyboard.
Well, that's what you say. That's
Well, I maybe had a couple here and there.
Well, yeah, so. You have to, really.
Absolutely.
In the name of research.
It was the most amazingly brilliant research I've ever done for anything, ever.
I think I've only ever done one or two pub crawls when I was a young lad. But, what's your favourite pub out of all these pubs? Have you got a favourite in there, in the book?
I would probably have to go for the Brace of Pheasants if we're going for one that is still open. The Brace of Pheasants out in Plush.
In Plush.
Which is ironic because that pub doesn't actually feature in one of his works. We took a liberty there. It's across the road from a building that features in Tess. And if you went to the Brace of Pheasants, you could then cross the road and lean against the house we're talking about.
Ah, right, excellent. And do you tell everybody which books the pubs were mentioned in them?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, and you've got a book launch coming up, haven't you? When's that going to take place?
That's Tuesday next week, the 28th. It's at 7 o'clock, and it's at Tom Brown's on the High Street here in Dorchester.
And it's held there because?
Because there is a great big huge Hardy conference taking place all week. A number of events will be at the King's Arms, which features in our book, by the way. So we're down at Tom Brown's instead, but Tom Brown's, we think we may have an oblique reference even to that.
Oh, right. I was going to say, is that pub mentioned? So maybe.
The Skittle Alley of Tom Brown's, more particularly.
Right. I think I've been in there once, and that's out the back, is it, the Skittle Alley?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Mm. So is there going to be a follow-up book, like 100... hangover cures or something
hangover
like that.
Hangover cures for Hardy pub girls. Probably not. Although I'm working on other projects. But I think this book is enough to get started for any Hardy fan or Hardy drinking fan.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to put all this together? You know, it must have taken a while to visit all of these pubs.
From pub conversation to books being printed and delivered, it was about 12 months.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. A lot of research, a lot of travelling, because what we have done is for every single entry, we have the quotes from the works that they feature in, and topographical information. So we go to Tony Fincham, Herman Lee, all sorts of people. And then we have what it is now, what they sell, if it's still, you know, open, photos, and a review of the food and drink.
I'd imagine that the landlords and landladies were very pleased to. Did they all know that you were doing this? You let them know, did you?
No. Quite often we turned up and said, we're here because, and we would find out that they would absolutely know nothing about any Hardy connection whatsoever until we pointed it out.
It's amazing, you know, what some landlords, landladies, what they don't know about their pubs. I've been into pubs like in London and they've been unaware of the history of the pubs.
Absolutely, Shakespeare connections, and they go, oh really? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll be buying a copy of the book anyway too.
Well, I would hope so. That'd be nice. It'll be on sale at Teasel and Skylark on the High Street, well, just on the corner of the High Street in Dorchester, after the book launch.
Yeah. And is there a way people can contact you?
Yes, absolutely. Outside of Teasel and Skylark, it can be bought from me. The book is £10, £2.50 for postage and packaging. My email address is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, 1840@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So Tracy Hayes, 1840 at gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, good luck with all that. It sounds very interesting.
Thank you very much indeed.
And when you do a follow-up one, let us know all about it, will you?
Oh, I will indeed.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.